Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. Well, we were talking with Rod Watts about the commitment of LaDonte Hinton of Lansing Eastern to University of Dayton. And some news in just a few minutes ago, within the hour, of Michigan State's basketball future getting even a little bit brighter. Some people may find that hard to believe after six Final Fours in 12 seasons. But, Scott, some very big news, I think, for followers of the Spartan program. And a guy named Brandon Dawson from Gary, Lew Wallace High School, considered to be one of the nation's top players. Some consider him to be one of the top five in the nation, has announced that he's coming to Michigan State. And there's some more news, and you just got, monitoring your Twitter account, you just picked something up you want to tell us about.
Yeah, apparently his teammate Travis Trice is also coming to State, and that's according to a pretty good source, Draymond Green. I think he would know that. And also I want to add, I talked just briefly a few minutes ago to Carlton Valentine, and his son Denzel has been offered a scholarship, was offered on Sunday from Tom Izzo, but he has not committed as of yet.
Right. Now, I've gotten a little bit of information here on Travis Trice, and I guess Draymond was talking about him being a commitment. He's actually from Ohio. So I mean, these guys have played on an AAU team together. They're not high school teammates, but they are from different states. And Michigan State, once again, scouring the Midwest for the best basketball talent. And very consistent with Tom Izzo's philosophy of putting a compass point in East Lansing and just letting that radius go a little bit, and wound up at Sutton's Bay for Dwan Anderson. And I don't think he's going to go too far out of the area. I don't think you're going to be seeing him down in Georgia or Florida or Texas very often. Going to take some exceptional circumstances for that to happen. Not that there is an advantage to recruiting nationally, but there are so many good players in the Midwest. And the way Tom Izzo wants to run this program, the family atmosphere, having the parents there, having them involved, I think the more that you can stay close to home, the more geographically centralized you can be, that is an advantage. Not that you wouldn't take a super, super, super great player from another part of the country. You would. But the closer that he can be to home, the better it is. And Michigan State, in a situation now when you look at players who have committed and are committing, if Travis Trice, and then, you know, he's a point guard. He's about 5'11". And then you look at Brandon Dawson, and he's a 6'6 wing player. You put him in the situation along with the players who had previously committed. You know, you talk about Dwan Anderson, rather, a 6'3 wing player, very, very, very explosive. So, you know, Michigan State now has four players that would be part of this particular class. Brandon Kearney also from Detroit Southeastern. So you got four here, and then, you know, you're already working on 2012. I got a commitment last week from Kenny Kaminsky from Ohio, Mentor, Ohio, and he's considered to be one of the top shooting big men, 6'7", 215-pounder, who, you know, that's as a before he goes into his junior year of high school, so he may not be done growing. But you just keep reloading. And as you and I talked about yesterday, Scott, you can sit there and look at this Michigan State roster, and you can go pretty deep and find a guy who would be the 10th best player, might be the star somewhere else.
And to be exact, we were saying that somewhere else was down the road down at Michigan.
Well, I think there are a lot of guys who could start on this team for other Big Ten schools, and there are some who would not be in starring roles at Michigan State who would have a chance to play for a championship here instead of going somewhere else and taking a lot of shots. So that's what they want to do. And, you know, you're measured by success. You're measured by winning. And I don't think that many people know in terms of the leading scorers of programs, but they sure know when you're on TV in March. Gregory Kelser and I have talked about this many times, and, you know, his average, his scoring average, actually went down when Magic Johnson came to Michigan State. But his publicity and his profile went way, way, way up. And I don't think he would trade the national championship and being a high NBA draft choice and being part of history and all the things that went with that relationship and that experience for a few more points on his scoring average. So congratulations to Tom Izzo and his coaching staff. Mark Montgomery, Dwayne Stevens, Mike Garland done a terrific job here this summer. And, you know, it's really no surprise how this happens. It starts with work and it finishes with work. And you hear player after player after player say that an awful lot of assistant coaches watching their games, and there's Tom Izzo. Or Michigan State's there the first day, they're there the last day. They don't leave. They don't go do something else. And, you know, you kind of you get what you pay for in a situation like this. And if you're going to put in the time, you got a lot better chance. And that's the way that Izzo built the program when they weren't having success.
Well, also, I think it helps that Tom Izzo really builds a relationship. One thing people who always meet him for the first time, they go, oh, well, he's so friendly. He just talks to you right there. I think that's part. I know a lot of people from the UP who I always just call, they have that small talk ability, and they just are like they're your friend as soon as you meet them.
You know, I want to talk about Chris Allen for 1 minute, and I'm going to let this go. A lot of people, when a player transfers, think that something happened with the player, and they cast aspersions on the coach. Tom Izzo has built up a lot of respect, and he has a lot of chips to play, and I think people will look at it and say, well, can't be the coach. Got to be something else. Now, it's different with Tom Herzog, who you know, is in a different situation and wants to get some playing time. Clearly wasn't going to do it here. And, you know, you have a degree and two Final Fours, and so he's looking for a different experience, and he can go somewhere else. That's an entirely different program. Who knows where Chris Allen is going to wind up. There's a chance that he'll wind up playing for Stan Heath at South Florida. That's a very strong likelihood. But there are other places, and we'll just have to find out where he goes. Want to thank all of our special guests today, Scott. Virge Bernero, Lansing Mayor and Democratic gubernatorial nominee. Joe Schwartz, former 7th District Congressman and a big fan of Rick Snyder. Kyle Malin, editor of MERS Newsletter, columnist of City Pulse. Doug Roberts, director of the Institute for Public Policy and Social Research, the Michigan Political Leadership Program. Rod Watts, head coach, Eastern High School, T.C. Wallace Jr., superintendent, Lansing Schools, and Todd Martin, Todd Martin Development Fund. We'll be right back tomorrow. Have a great night, everyone.